Gopala Krishna himself. Having seen that the Brijavasis every year would worship Indra, Krishna had no objection for years and generations on end, until he noticed that Indra was expecting this worship, thinking that he deserved this worship, and was taking it for granted due to false pride. So Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill not so much for the protection of the Brijavasis as for the protection of Indra, because the worst enemy the soul will ever have to encounter is his own false pride. So it was Krishna who inaugurated Govardhan Hill, and Lord Gauranga revived it, and Lord Nityananda inaugurated Navadvip Dhamparan, because Navadvip actually offers the qualification for entering into Raj. And that was explained very scientifically as well as simply, as Lord Nityananda concluded his parikrama with Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami asked some questions. He said, because Lord Nityananda told him that now you have to go to Vrindavan. He said, but you've already explained in numerous ways that Navadvipa and Vrindavan are not different. Why should I go there? So dear, Lord Gauranga has delegated that place to your uncles. There is no difference in principle between Navadvip and Vrindavan, but there is a difference in mercy. The same applies to Krishna and Krishna's holy name. They're not different in principle, they are different in mercy. Same applies to Lord Gauranga and Lord Krishna. Same person, additional mercy. The same applies to Radhakund and Srimati Radharani. Same truth, extended mercy. And Lord Nityananda explained the intricate, deep dynamics of Raganuga Bhakti in a way that is actually very simple to understand. He explained that Lord Gauranga, through the six Goswamis, has given us a sadhana. Sadhana means practice for siddha, perfection. We call it Vaidhi Bhakti. We also call it Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means following the rules and regulations, which will take you to Vaikuntha when you attain perfection. This is a great danger to achieve Vaikuntha, because the mercy of Lord Gauranga is almost impossible in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is the place of reverential devotion. Lord Gauranga came as Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani to teach the path of Raganuk, spontaneous attraction. Which we cannot achieve without rules and regulations. In the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, we call Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because as he's God, and we practice Vaidhi Bhakti to worship God in awe and veneration. Lord Gauranga is also Srimati Radharani. And Raganuk Bhakti means following in the footsteps of those who have that rag, that pure affection, which necessitates following in the footsteps of a Vrijavasi, whose mood corresponds to your own inner reality. Who are all the Vrijavasis following in the footsteps of? Lord Krishna was thinking after he departed this world that he hadn't accomplished his purpose, and he'd actually potentially done a great service to the earth in revealing his Braj Leela. Because everyone will be attracted by it, and people of this world naturally worship God in awe and veneration. So seeing that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and all the other wonderful pastimes, he's clearly God, and people will naturally worship him in awe and veneration. The downfall is that that takes him to Vaikuntha, where he'll never likely achieve the mercy of Lord Gauranga, which is the only means to tread the path to Braja. So Lord Krishna's conclusion, I'll have to come again in the form of a devotee. A devotee with that rag, with that attachment that the Vrijavasis have for Krishna. And all through his Navadvipa Leela, Lord Gauranga was making it clear that he is God. He is killing the demons, not physically killing them, not the barbarian warriors that Krishna dealt with, but the pundits who were teaching, not touching upon Srimad Bhagavatam or the actual truths of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he revealed that he is... Actually, he didn't reveal much that he's God. He defeated all contending philosophies. And he revealed the nature of the Yuga. He is the Yuga Avatar. But he's much, much more. The Yuga Avatar teaches the Vaidhi by which we attain Vaikuntha. It is only the Avatari, who is Krishna himself, who can grant the means to attain Goloka. But how can Golok, the topmost destination, be achieved in this most degraded age by the most fallen souls? That requires the most exceptional form of mercy, which is that of Srimati Radharani. So when Lord Gauranga, through the six Goswamis, teaches Vaidhi Bhakti, how through the rules and regulations, with emphasis on chanting the holy name, we purify our hearts, which would normally take the soul to Vaikuntha, but because the Vaidhi given by Lord Gauranga has Raganug at his heart, at a point when our Vaidhi matures and our heart becomes somewhat purified, then that spontaneous attachment for Krishna in the mood of the Brijabasis, all under the influence of their queen, Srimati Radharani, begins to unfold within the heart. And at that stage, Mahaprabhu of Nadia begins to reveal his alternate feature as Radha and Krishna. And then the spiritual world and our place in the spiritual world blossoms in our meditation. We proceed a path to Radha. This is the gift of Lord Gauranga. Made more accessible through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And this kund is dedicated to both.